This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue, Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As every single time I come to you, we are trying to recognize difference makers in our communities and share stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. In May 2020, Brian and Tricia Burkhart's 9-year-old son, Oliver, was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. As friends and family asked how they could encourage him, the Burkharts had a simple request, and that was to send a patch. Within a month, Oliver received more than 2,000 patches. He placed them on a denim jacket that became his suit of armor during his treatment. That expression of love and encouragement grew into the Oliver Patch Project, which has now distributed more than 125,000 patches and works with more than 260 hospitals and healthcare partners across our 50 states. During Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, the organization is inviting students nationwide to use their creativity to encourage children facing cancer and other serious health challenges through the Great American Patch Off. Joining me right now is Oliver's father and the co-founder and executive director of the Oliver Patch Project, Brian Burkhart. Brian, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. And it's an honor to be here and share a little bit about our story, and especially at a really important time, starting at the beginning of Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month in September. It's truly an honor to be here.
Thank you, buddy. And so many parents out there, unfortunately, grandparents and aunts and uncles, are recognizing this month because many of them have lost a child to cancer. We are recognizing the month of September, but as I've said before, this is an everyday 24/7 issue with so many families, not just in September, but this is a good time to recognize, to get the ball rolling and say, let's do this month after month and let's make a difference in these children's lives.
I mean, that is 100%. You know, this is something that we live in, any family or any person. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day, and it's amazing. We're all affected by cancer in one way or another. You know, I mean, this is a time that, you know, people bring awareness to pediatric cancer, some of the things that can change. For us, it's an everyday thing, bringing support to these families. But it's really great to kind of bring light on some of the things that, you know, are working, some of the things that can work better, more funding, more policy reforms and stuff like that. So for us, we're just taking this time to kind of celebrate a little bit about, like, you know, giving these kids a little bit of an opportunity to feel supported and loved, right? Because that's kind of our story and how this whole thing began for us.
Brian, if you would take us back to May 2020, and tell us about what you remember learning that Oliver, your 9-year-old son at the time, had leukemia, and how that diagnosis affected not just the immediate, but the entire family.
Yeah. So, yes, like you said, my son Oliver was diagnosed in 2020, and it was the beginning of the pandemic. You know, he was 9 years old. So as you can imagine, during COVID, everyone, it was lockdown on top of lockdown. So, you know, we were told that Oliver had acute lymphoblastic leukemia. You know, as any parent, this comes as a huge shock. We got a lot of people reaching out. What can we do? How can we get involved? What do you want? And it was really, really, Mark, it was really hard for us to accept help from anyone. You know, in hindsight, we didn't know it, but we really needed it. But at that moment, it was really hard. And, you know, Oliver was a collector of things. He collected Disney pins and patches and all this stuff. And I was sitting at my desk one day and sitting there, and I pulled open the drawer I had all these patches in the back. And I remember a story when I was young. My wife and I were really concerned, but we weren't at the hospital. He was laying on the sofa, and we wanted to figure out a way for him to get up. When I was little, my aunt used to send me a piece of juicy fruit gum. I grew up in New York. She was living in California. My mom didn't let me chew gum, but my aunt, because it was from my aunt, I would always go to my mailbox every day and wait for that piece of gum to come. And I was like, man, if we can give Oliver something to look forward to walk to the mailbox, right? So we put to our friends, we weren't influencers, we had like 100 friends and families on Facebook, to send a patch in the mail. And we got 2,000 patches in a month. So we took those patches and we started to sew. I bring my needle and thread when we're in a hospital, and we started to sew it to his jacket, my jacket, my wife's jacket, and his younger brother Peter's jacket. And we wear them to the hospital, and they became a suit of armor for him and for our family. Patches were sent, like, you know, yes, we got the Pokemon, the superheroes, all those, but we also got patches that had a significance, right? Whether they were Cookie Boss patches from the Girl Scouts or Boy Scout patches, a lot from police department, veterans, people that really knew what it meant to be a patch. You know, those patches started to represent the words that people didn't necessarily know what to say, because no one knows what to say when their child is diagnosed. When you hear someone, a child's diagnosed with cancer, you don't know what to say. So they really represented these emotions that people had, and also the stories that they had. Like, you know, someone gave him, you know, he didn't know who the Grateful Dead was on his jacket, but he knew it was a band from a long time ago. And with the stories came, like, the well wishes, and I'm thinking about you and praying for you. And we started to wear it down the hall. It broke that ice with his clinical staff talking to him. I like your jacket. He's like, thanks. I have leukemia. And all these people sent me these patches. And that's really how it started. And he said he wanted to do it for other kids like him. And that was kind of the beginning of how the Oliver Patch Project started.
And Brian, you mentioned your wife, yourself, and your son, Peter, having a jacket. So including the children who are not battling the leukemia themselves within the household. I have a lot of people who've come on my show that have siblings. The child has cancer. The siblings are there. But incorporating them and making sure that they feel supported and included, that was really important for four-year-old Peter, wasn't it?
It was. And you know what? It's actually something that we realized through. So to answer that question, I just want to kind of give you an overview of how this looks now when the child reaches us. And this is going to come back to the sibling. So when a family reaches out to us, we're a 501c3, everything we do is 100% free. They pick out a jacket or a tote, 20 of their favorite patches. We sew them on. All the patches are designed by artists or kiddos just for them, right? So they sew them on. And then at that point, we give the parents also a box of medical milestone patches. And that follows them along their journey. What we also give at that time is we put something in there for the sibling. Okay. The siblings in many situations, like you said, Mark, are often forgotten about and tend to be invisible. You know, even as a parent that's really aware of this, you know, when it comes down to it, you're in the hospital with your child. The other child feels that no matter what. We wanted to do something that acknowledged these kids as well. So not only do they get the jacket, but every single month we realized 6 months into our treatment, it became really quiet. People got busy, understandably. But the love and support, you know, that you needed through the hardest time because your chemo, your steroids, all your drugs and whatever that regimen is, it gets pretty intense because Oliver's treatment was 2.5 years. And we knew we wanted to stay with families for a year. So we started Peter's Patches of Positivity. So every single month we send a patch and a card and animation to not only our warriors, those are our kids in treatment, but also their siblings as well. So we send them a patch. There's multiple ones. So kind of playing around with the mystery pack, collectability, tradability. We wanted to interact with the siblings as well and give it something that they could talk about and something they can engage with their brother and sisters. I think that's a very, very important part of for us to make sure that the siblings are seen, you know?
Brian, before we get into the project itself and how people can be a part of this and go into a second segment, I would like to ask the question about how Oliver is doing today and what he thinks when he sees what started with his jacket reaching children across the country.
Oliver is doing great. He's in remission for 4 years. So he's doing fantastic. He's in 10th grade, just entered 10th grade. You know, taking classes that chemistry and all these classes that I think you'd prefer not to take, but he is like any teenage boy and doing great. He loves what he's created. He's loved what he's been a part of. Peter loves what he's been a part of. You know, I think, you know, I must say that he is not someone to be boastful. He's very humble. But he has a heart. He comes to the hospital when we do the hospital visits every month. He's involved with, you know, engaging with the families and coming to events and having the opportunity to speak. So it's kind of he's very proud. I'll be honest with you. He's very proud.
Folks, what we have here on the Mark White Show today is what started with one family searching for a way to encourage their son has now become a national effort, reminding children that they are not facing their battles alone. I have with me on the line right now Brian Burkhart. Glad to have him. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the 2026 Great American Patch Off and how students, teachers, schools, and homeschool families can use their creativity to make a real difference for children facing cancer and other serious health challenges. I am Mark White, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us.
Yeah, every day's a chance. chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. My guest right now on the line is Brian Burkhart, co-founder and executive director of the Oliver Patch Project. And during the month of September, the nonprofit is holding the Great American Patch Off, and it's a free nationwide art competition for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. And with this, students are designing original patches inspired by kindness, hope, encouragement, creativity, and community. Selected artwork will become real embroidered patches and be given to children facing cancer and other serious illnesses. Welcome back to the show, Brian Burkhart.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's great to be here.
This is an opportunity to help spread your mission, and I'm glad to be able to do this with the Mark White Show to reach out to more people and to help spread the word. And for someone listening right now who may just be learning about the Great American Patch Off work, how does this project work?
Okay, so this project is all about, for us, it's really about awareness. It's about awareness during Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. It's also about making people know what our program is about. And our job is to help support any single child going through cancer. So that's the number one intent of this. So what we realize, Oliver Patrick, we are all about the arts. The arts is super important for us. We're super important for our kids and having that creative component. And, you know, and that, and also, you know, health and mental health and well-being. And what we found across the board, even with our kids going into survivorship, was even such a bigger concern outside of going, you know, outside of treatment. Right. So we find that, and we find across the board that's, you know, in everywhere in the United States. Specifically. So the Great American Patch Off is a patch design competition that's open to anyone and everyone to be involved with during the month of September, in support of Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. That this is done in schools, public schools, private schools, charter schools, churches, whoever wants to get involved. Kids are encouraged to use their artistic creative ability to do a patch design for other kids that are just like them who just happen to be sick. These are made into real life patches. We have judges from amazing judges from all over, from teacher influencers to celebrities to, you know, and it's a really good way for people to come forward and see their impact. You know, the patches that do win are made into patches. They are then the kids get to pick them for the jacket. So it's a program that the schools, the kids, the districts, the principals, the teachers can see their impact year round because they see the kids, you know, wearing these on the jackets, they see the smiles. And we kind of wanted to approach pediatric cancer from, you know, a lot of times how we see it is a very, very horrible and sad thing to have to go through. But we also believe that, you know, if we focus on that, your creativity and positivity can make a difference in these kids' lives. That's our number one goal.
Brian, what have you seen through children expressing their artwork, their creativity, that otherwise they may have difficulty communicating with words?
I think it's a couple of different things, right? I think there's a sense of play, right? There's a sense of play and knowing that they can just kind of let go and escape somewhere for a little bit, you know, through the crayons or through pencils or whatever, music, whatever it may be. I think for our families, it's a way to connect with others, you know, to sit and draw, you know, sit and draw with their families, to sit and be part of just having an outlet other than the harsh reality of what they're going through and the regimen of, you know, what normally these very intense treatments are for any child battling cancer.
And right now, from what I understand, we're looking at more than 600 teachers and school districts that have already registered when this year's competition began. What does that response tell you about young people's desire to help others?
It tells me a lot. It renews my faith in humanity. It brings out the best in people. You know, Mark, when people sent us those patches, those 70% of those patches are from people we didn't know. You know, I think in life you tend to get jaded. You tend to get skeptical of people. You know, when you see something like this happen and people getting involved because they care, man, there's nothing like it in this world. I mean, we see that this community and this world really wants to rally behind a good cause. I mean, our kids need to be taught to think about other kids. I mean, when we focus on mental health, we also focus on mental health. It's about you. It's about, but part of mental health is when you think of other people, right? So I think sometimes we forget that component. When a kid thinks about another kid, that's a very important lesson in life. And as parents, that's our job to kind of do that, right? So for us, it's just is very exciting because it shows a lot of interest and it shows a lot of people that really want to go and make a difference and realize they can make a difference.
For any educators listening right now, what resources do educators receive, even parents that may homeschool and the others that you described? How much classroom time speaking about the school setting does this project require?
Sure. So it can be as little or as much as you want to be involved with. So when you go and sign up, so if you go to the greatamericanpatchoff.com, you could go to that page. There's two different sign-ins. One is information about if you're a community involvement, whether it's whether that's a church organization, a community group, YMCA. So there's different information there. And then there's one specifically for teachers. When teachers sign up for the a general inquiry form, they automatically, when they sign up, they get a folder. A folder has all national standards curriculum that could be implemented in schools. Everything we have is free. There's assets and you know, borders for their bulletin boards, and they can print out giant, you know, banners or giant oversized patches. And then there's lesson plans that go accordingly. So based on the age that the students would be. Then in the end, there is, it all comes down to an art competition. But also in that folder are we do an animation, we do different lesson plans based off that animation, really to give something to the teacher and teaching slides that they can go along with their classroom as well. But it can be as easy as just sitting down and doing an art activity, or the curriculum's there for them to do with all the supplementary things that they may need if they choose to participate.
Brian, given what you know as a dad who has sat beside your own child through cancer treatment, what would you say to another parent whose family has just received this life-changing diagnosis?
Two things. One, you're not alone. And two, there's help. People want to help. They want to care. I think the hardest thing for us was letting people care. So I think there's, as far as even being a man is concerned, you know, you have to, you know, you feel like you need to have yourself together all the time. And it's okay to not. It's important for you to accept help. When you begin to accept help, that's when you allow, you have to allow yourself grace, right? You know, I mean, for us, like, we started this because of how we felt, and we knew we wanted to give that love and support back. You know, our number one goal is to help support as many kids as possible. Our program is 100% free. If anyone knows anyone who's battling cancer in the United States, please send them oliverpatchproject.org. Go, they can sign up right there. Everything's free, no strings attached. We know what a roller coaster ride is, and we understand. So also understand these other parents, understand that there's other families out there and there's a great supportive community out there, but you have to be willing to accept that.
What an encouraging message you have shared today, Brian, and we appreciate your family, Trisha, Peter, Oliver, yourself, and what you're doing to reach out across our country to support these young people, these parents, these caregivers who are struggling with the challenge of what they're facing with their young person. And I know that this can make an impact. And I hope that there are teachers and others who are interested in being part of this program. And I appreciate you joining me today here on the Mark White Show to share about Oliver Patch Project, as well as this Great American Patch Off taking place until September the 30th.
Thank you very much. And again, it's an honor to be here. And Mark, thank you very much for what you do for this community, bringing awareness to people making a difference in this world. You know, it's much needed. And I'm as honored to be here as you are to have me.
Thank you, buddy. To learn more, register or submit a design, visit thegreatamericanpatchoff.com. You can also learn more about the Oliver Patch Project at oliverpatchproject.org. We've been talking to Brian Burkhart, co-founder and executive director of the Oliver Patch Project, and I appreciate him joining me here on The Mark White Show today. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.